Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
A small group stands in a corner of the state capitol's crowded lobby. James Bracton, one of the adults, goes through their agenda for the morning.
Our objectives are ending the school-to-prison pipeline.
They're with Rise for Youth, and they advocate against incarcerating kids. Braxton sets off with two teens who are here today to share their own experiences with the criminal justice system. They start with Delegate LaSharice Aird.
LaSharice, good to see you.
How are you doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice to see you.
Because both of these kids are 18 or under, and they're sharing personal information, we won't use their last names. Doug served 7 months for a crime he says he didn't do, having a gun.
I had to actually, like, get incarcerated to, like, get services. So, like, I'm, like, here to say, like, reinvest in more supportive environments and have more closest facilities, like, closer to home.
Their lobbying helped convince lawmakers to close Beaumont Correctional Facility, one of the state's youth prisons. That was a couple summers ago. Doug remembers it as a huge accomplishment.
And I was relieved for the people that they was about to send there, because I was feeling bad for them.
Since then, they haven't settled. They want lawmakers to continue to close prisons and reinvest the savings in smaller therapy-based programs. They come back each year, pushing lawmakers to consider their experiences.
Is it easy to come into a building full of adults and talk about personal stuff?
Nah, but, I mean, it feels good in a way, because you're telling them what you want.
In seventh grade, Kadaya was caught with a stolen phone. She says she knows accountability is important, but she didn't feel like the judge listened to her.
It made me feel really small. She was just, like, really short, snappy, and, like, it was just... She just kept asking me stuff over and over again, like I said, as if I was lying.
For the most part, they say everyone in this building is welcoming and wants to hear what they have to say. Delegate Jennifer Carroll Foy says nothing is more powerful to lawmakers than personal testimony.
When you actually can put a face and a name with an issue, then I think it makes it more tangible, makes it more real, and you understand the urgency of needing to address this issue.
All right, guys, we can move on.
At the next stop, an aide comes out, says the lawmaker they had an appointment with isn't available.
Yeah, that's what happened last time. That same lady and that same delegate, they're too good to hear what we have to say.
Kadaya says advocating in this building can be hard sometimes. Doug says he gets tired of repeating himself year after year.
Like, don't you think they get it by now? Or should have got it 2-3 years ago? I don't know. Maybe if their child was in prison, or if they was in prison. Most of these people ain't never seen what the inside of a jail looked like.
Or the inside of a courtroom, if that.
It's easy to turn down something.
That's where our conversation ends. An aide comes out, tells them the next lawmaker is ready to see them. They head inside an office overlooking Capitol Square, then tell their stories one more time. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
That's okay, yeah, good to see you. What's your name?
Douglas.
Hey, Douglas, good to see you.
Oh, I see you.